Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
The reading of the people's law, the reading of the word of God's law to the people. The word of God commands the people in Acts 11:1, Deuteronomy 4:2, Deuteronomy 12:14, Deuteronomy 6:5, Deuteronomy 6:17 and 18, Psalm 145:17, Deuteronomy 5:33, Deuteronomy 26:11, Deuteronomy 6:13, Acts 10:6, and John 2:5. The word of God says to the people, you shall keep the commandments of or concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Thou shalt do all that I, the word of God, command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes, which he hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that ye may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt revere the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. He, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou oughtst to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. The commandment coming from God to the people. Starting with the month of September 2012, that is September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30, payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the 15th of each month. All correspondence should be directed to Tommy L. Hart. Address, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. Hearing me speak as you are doing now, you hear the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. When you see any of my writings appearing on my page or as descriptions for episodes, you see the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. You are seeing and are hearing my word makes you a bona fide witness of the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. If you would like for your name to appear in my document as a witness to the glory or word of God, let me know by sending correspondence to me, giving your full legal name and a statement giving me the okay to place your name in the record of God, showing you as a witness to the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Send your correspondence to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815, Hepzibah, H-E-P-H-Z-I-B-A-H, Georgia, 30815. See the glory, hear the glory, witness the glory of your Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. All things define God. The objective of this episode is to show the basis for the identity of the man having the designation of God, that is, Tommy L. Hart. I begin with Ecclesiastes 1:13. In that verse, there is a commandment to me, the Lord God, and it says to me, seek and search out all things. Seek and search out all things. I have done that commandment, and this is the evidence of my action. These are the things, all things, that define God. First one, John 4:25. When he is come, he will tell us all things. That is, when he, the Lord God, comes, he will tell us all things. I have done that. Romans 2:16. Says, God shall judge the secrets of men. All right? These are things that define God. Job 12:22. And that statement says, he, God, that is, discovers deep things. 1 Corinthians 4:5. It says, the Lord will bring to light the hidden things. These are statements, these are things that define God. Daniel 2:22. Says, he, the Lord God, reveals the deep and secret things. Daniel 2:29, he, the Lord God, that revealeth secrets, maketh known to you, the people, what shall come to pass. Job 28:11. The thing that is hid, he, the Lord God, brings forth to light. Isaiah 42:1. He, the Lord God, shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. John 16:13. He, the Lord God, will guide you into all truth. He will show you things to come. That's the main statement in that verse. He, the Lord God, will show you things to come. Psalm 14:7. The Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people. John 9:16. He, the Lord God, keepeth not the Sabbath day. Psalm 102:16. He, the Lord God, shall appear in his glory. And remember, the glory of the Lord God is his word, his written word, and his spoken word. Luke 9:26. He, the Lord God, shall come in his own glory. That's very similar to the preceding one, which says he shall appear in his glory. Here it says he shall come in his own glory. He shall appear in his own word. He shall appear. So when one reads the word of God, he sees that Tommy L. Hart is God. He sees in the evidence given that Tommy L. Hart is God. Tommy L. Hart fills all things. He fulfills the work set aside for God. That was Luke 9:26, John 16:15. He, the Lord God, shall show. Wait a minute. Let's see here. He shall take of mine. He, the Lord God, shall take of mine. And this is the word of God saying this. He shall take of mine and shall show it to you. That's exactly what I'm doing right now. Taking from the word of God and showing things to you. Isaiah 42:21, things that define God. Isaiah 42:21, he will magnify the law and make it honorable. The law here is a reference to the law which I read the law to the people, the people's law, wherein the word of God commands the people. Acts 10:6. It says, He, the Lord God, shall tell thee, the people, what you ought to do. 2 Timothy 2:7. The Lord give thee understanding in all things. That's exactly what I'm doing now. Job 36:9. He, the Lord God, shows them their work. When I read the law, as I have done, I'm showing you your work, the work that you, the Word of God says, must do, you the people. Isaiah 7:20. Listen at this. The Lord shall shave with a razor. I do shave with a razor. John 7:4. Show thyself to the world. The statement that I want is this right here. He himself, he, the Lord God himself, seeketh to be known openly. That's what I'm in the process of doing. Revealing myself, showing myself to the people. Job 41:34. He, the Lord God, beholds all high things. Important things. He beholds all high things. Most important, powerful. That's the definition for high there. He beholds the most important and the powerful things, the most important things. The Lord God beholds. He beholds them. He sees them in the Authorized Version Bible. James 1:24. This is related to the, all of these are related, but this is related to the preceding one. He, the Lord God, beholdeth himself. I see myself in Scripture. I see myself in all things. First Corinthians 6:14. God hath raised up the Lord. God has raised the Lord. I have brought the Lord into my discussion. I have brought up the Lord in your hearing. Okay, so those are all things. when the Bible, when I speak of all things, when I say all things define God, those statements, that list of things I just read to you, they constitute all things. That list of things constitute, the things listed therein constitute all things, the things that define God. All things are infallible. They are incapable of error. He who does those things is God, according to the Authorized Version Bible. Those things, those are the things God does. Those are the things I have done. So, I have done what? I have obeyed the commandment set in Ecclesiastes 1:13, which I read to you. That commandment says, seek and search out all things. So, this listing of all things is evidence of my obedience to that scripture, of that scripture. These things show that I have obeyed that commandment that I read, set in Ecclesiastes 1:13. Seek and search out all things. Now, the word, John 21:17, John 21:17 says this to me. It says, Lord, thou knowest all things. Yes, I say I know all things, and the word of God confirms my statement by saying to me, Lord, thou knowest all things. And again, the things in the list which I read off, those are the things that are spoken of here in the statement, speaking of all things. So, again, those things I have listed there are evidence of my knowledge of all things. A finding. This is my finding. Tommy L. Hart knows all things. He knows the things concerning God, and he knows the secrets of the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. That's the finding. Each thing that I read in the list containing all things and pertaining to all things I have done and the statement here says Tommy L. Hart knows all things. He knows the things concerning God. All things are concerning God. Okay. I'll go to 2 Corinthians 5. 5:18. All things are of God. All things are about God. All things are concerning God. As you can see in my reading of all things, you saw it's clear that all things have to do with God. All things are concerning God. conclusion of all things. 1 John 2:20. That is, excuse me, 1 John 3:20, 1 Corinthians 2:11, Acts 10:6. Let's take these one at a time. 1 John 3:20. First John 3:20 says, God knows all things. Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians 2:11, and keep this in mind, I know all things, and the word of God confirms in speaking to me that I know all things, but that's not all, that's not the end yet. Let's continue. 1 Corinthians 2:11. The word just says, God knows all things. First Corinthians 2:11 says, no man knows the things of God, the things concerning God. No man is the Bible's, the Authorized Version, the AVB's nickname for God. So here when it says no man, no man can be placed, replaced with God, or substituted. No man is a substitute for God. No man knows the things of God. No man knows the things concerning God. And what are the things that concern God? All things. All things are of God. All things are concerning God. All things are about God. Acts 10:6. He shall tell thee what thou ought to do. He, the Lord, your God, shall tell you what you ought to do. So we have God knows all things. God knows the things concerning God. He, God, shall tell you what you, the people, ought to do. Acts 10:6. Let's go to chapter 8. Acts 8:10. This is the conclusion of all things. Acts 8:10. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. Why does it say that? Because Tommy L. Hart knows all things. And the scripture says God knows all things. So if Tommy Hart knows all things, then Tommy Hart is God. This is the Bible's conclusion. This man and the man had all things identify God. Okay? All things define God. All things identify God. So the conclusion is here. It is this. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power having the designation of God. Jeremiah 10:16 says, he, Tommy L. Hart, is the living God. Obviously, I'm speaking on my cell phone. You hear my voice. Obviously, I am living at this time. Though you may hear this program, you may hear this particular episode later on. But right now, in recording it, I am obviously alive. So it says, he, Tommy L. Hart, is the living God. He is the man having the designation of God. He, Tommy Hart, is the Lord. He is the true God. Psalm 44:21. This says, he knows the secrets of the heart. He, Tommy L. Hart, knows the secrets of the heart. All things. I know all things. The Bible says, thy law have I hid in my heart. I know the heart of the Authorized Version Bible, that which is most innermost, that which is innermost. I have discovered the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. He, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, knows the heart of the Authorized Version Bible, the real substance, the true substance of Bible content, which I call the crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible. I know the crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible. And Psalm 45:11 says, to you, the people, he, Tommy L. Hart, is thy Lord, and worship thou him. He is the former of all things. He knows all things. And the former of all things here, that was in Jeremiah 10. I know I started to read it. Just in case, let me go back. He is the living God. That's Jeremiah 10:10. But in Jeremiah 10:16, it says about the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, he is the former of all things. You can see my form, the form which I have given to all things. You can see that here on this page. This is the description of the episode, All Things Define God. You can see my forming, how I formed all things. He is the former of all things. So let me read those without breaking. God knows all things. No man, God that is, knows the things concerning God. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. He is the former of all things. He knows the secrets of the heart. He is thy, the people's Lord, and to the people the word of God says, worship thou him. So, in John 21:17, the word of God tells me that I know all things, a confirmation, and in 1 John 3:20, the word of God tells you, the people, God, who is Tommy L. Hart, the man having the designation of God, knows all things. So it makes the statement, a clear statement to me, and it makes a clear statement to you. And what is the conclusion? This man, Tommy Hart, is the great power of God. And what does the Word of God tell you to do? It tells you to worship Tommy L. Hart. It tells you whatsoever God has said to you, do it. And that's in Genesis 31, that statement. Genesis 31:16. It says, now then, whatsoever God hath said to you, do. This is the basis of the identity of God, all things. The things that are listed, that which I read to you. These two things are evident. They are evident in my treatment of all things. One, Romans 14:20. It says, that's 1 Corinthians, no? I'm getting ahead of myself. Romans 14:20. Like again, Romans 14:20 says, the attorney. Romans 14:20, all things are pure. All things indeed are pure. In actuality, all things are pure. All things are pure here. Look at my list of all things, and you'll see that all things are pure. They have been separated, and you see them in one block. All things are pure. They are not mixed with other things. Okay? All things are pure. So that is true. And the second statement, 1 Corinthians 14:40, it says, let all things be done decently and in order. And, of course, looking at the list of containing all things there on my page, you see that all things have been done decently and all things are in order. As the scripture in Jeremiah says, he is the former, the arranger of all things, he, Tommy L. Hart. So those two things are evident in my treatment of all things. All things are pure, and all things have been done. I have done all things decently and orderly. All things confirm the identity of God. Psalm 9:16. Psalm 9:16 says, the Lord is known by the judgment which he executes. Execute, to fulfill. Execute means fulfill here. Right? What have I fulfilled? I have fulfilled the commandment set in Ecclesiastes 1:13, which says, seek and search out all things. And the commandment, let all things be done decently and in order. I have fulfilled those two commandments. The Lord, let's see here. Okay, now I come to, well, I'm speaking about Psalm 9:16. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executes. And those two judgments, those two legal orders, and so, Psalm 9:16, the Lord is known by the judgment he executes. The two statements I'm trying to get to are these. The statement in Ecclesiastes which says, seek and search out all things, and the statement that says, let all things be done decently and in order. and looking at my list containing all things, it is evident that I have done those things. It is done, as Revelation 16:17 says. Revelation 16:17, the last statement in the verse says, it is done. What is done? All things are done decently and in order. And I, Tommy L. Hart, have sought and searched out all things. Those things are done. The things, all things, listen to this, the things, all things say God will do, I, Tommy L. Hart, have done. The things, all things say God knows, I, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, know. The person, all things say God is, I, Tommy L. Hart, am. What have I done? I have done this. It is said in Acts 20:35. It says this. What have I done? I have showed you all things. Mark that statement in Acts 20:35 as fulfilled by Tommy L. Hart. I have showed you all things. And you should know these. You should be able to recite, if not all of them, some of these things. You should know, just know some of these things. The Bible says, know the Lord. Know all things. Know the Lord. Know all things. All things concern the Lord God. So, in your knowing of the Lord, you should know all things. This is huge. This is big. This is a big thing. I have done that set in Acts 20:35. I have showed you the people all things. All things define God. All things say loudly and clearly in consideration of all my evidence that I've provided and given. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the Lord God. As was stated earlier, and it may have been in the conclusion. Let's see here. Okay, in the conclusion, it says here, he, Tommy L. Hart, is your Lord. Worship him. And, of course, that commandment is given again in Revelation. Revelation 19:10. It says these two words, two at the end of the verse. It says, worship God. When you worship God, you worship Tommy L. Hart. If you are not worshiping Tommy L. Hart, you are not worshiping God. Very important information. All things confirm the identity of God. All things say loudly and clearly on the basis of the evidence. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord your God. All things are infallible. He who does the work that is set aside for God is God. Statement in Corinthians here, if I may turn to it. It says here in 1 Corinthians 16:10, it says, he works the work of the Lord. Tommy L. Hart does the Lord's work. Tommy L. Hart does that work which has been set aside for the Lord God. He who does the work belonging to God is God. I'm not going to try to prolong this. I have given you the facts, and the facts speak loudly, clearly, and definitively, and infallibly. The facts speak loudly, clearly, definitively, and infallibly. Worship God. You have heard the conclusion of all things. I have, in the objective, I said, to show the basis for the identity of the man having the designation of God. The basis for the identity of the man having the designation of God is all things which I read to you. All things. The basis of the identity of the man having the designation of God. Tommy L. Hart. So, with that, I turn to the statement here. Again, I say, hearing me speak as you are doing now, you hear the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. When you see any of my writings appearing on my page or in any description of mine, as in my episodes, you see the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Your seeing and or hearing my word makes you a witness to the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. If you would like for your name to appear in my document and in my work, in my record, in the record of God, showing you to be a witness to the glory of God, let me know by sending correspondence to me giving you a full legal name and a statement giving me the okay to place your name in my record, showing you to be a witness to the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Direct your correspondence to Tommy L. Hart. Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. Get those to me as soon as possible. See the glory, hear the glory, witness the glory. The glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Reading of the Word of God's law to the people. You shall keep the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the Word of God, command you. Thou shalt do all that I command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes, which he hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. You, the people, shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, has commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God has given to thee. Thou shalt revere the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shall swear by his name. He, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell you what you ought to do. Whatsoever he, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, says to you, do it. That's a reading from the Word of God. That is the law which the people are under. All the people. This commandment comes from the Lord your God, time of your heart. Starting with the month of September, September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30, $30, payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the 15th of each month. All correspondence should be directed to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815, Hepzibah, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. See the glory, hear the glory, witness the glory. The glory of the Lord your God and your Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Till the next time.